Russia and China, in a joint statement, have reiterated their support for the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. The statement says that Moscow and Beijing underline full support for the effective implementation of the deal, which was approved by the United Nations Security Council. Russia and China supported the key and independent role of the International Atomic Energy Agency in inspecting and monitoring Iran's nuclear activity. The two prominent members of the Security Council also emphasized the urgent necessity for all parties to the JCPOA to rigorously adhere to and fully honor their commitments under the deal. The U.S. president has been a strong critic of the accord and threatened to withdraw from it. Political commentator Lajos Sazdej says that the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal will make North Korea reluctant to negotiate.
I can say that there is a large, I would say a majority, of members, the member states that are the guarantors of the 2015 agreement, nuclear agreement of Iran, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. A majority, I would say, they want to preserve it. Of course, we start with Russia, we start with China, which made a joint statement recently. But in addition to Russia and China, I would believe that Germany, which is another guarantor, France, the European Union, at least, they want to keep the agreement. And I would suspect the United Kingdom, even though, which is another guarantor of this agreement, in addition, of course, to the United States, but we know that the United States is very much against it, this government of Donald Trump and the Republicans, members of the Republican Party. But I would say that the British would like to keep it too. There is the issue of North Korea. And in my opinion, the North Koreans are going to be reluctant to trust the United States and disarm from its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles if they see that the United States is incapable of keeping an agreement with Iran. Then they may, they would reason that they won't be able to keep it with North Korea.